on Drive Time on Phoenix FM in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think. My special guest is with me now in the studio. It's Laura Coyle. My God, have I got that right?
You have.
Oh, you see. Laura Coyle from St. Francis Hospice. Hello.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm very well.
Good. You're very dry.
I drove.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. I drove through some rather large puddles, but I did drive. I didn't walk.
Oh, good. And you've got your umbrella as well.
I have my umbrella.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Thanks for popping in.
Thanks for having me.
No, pleasure. We're always pleased to see our friends from St. Francis here. It's wonderful.
We are a lovely bunch.
Yes. And we played that Build Me Up Buttercup specially for you.
I know. You asked me what one of my favourite songs was.
Yes.
I love it.
You're sitting where Chesney Hawke sat 2 hours ago.
The seat's rather warm.
It is, isn't it? And do you know why?
No.
He's the one and only.
The one and only Chesney Hawke.
In fact, rumour is he's still around. He's in the Brentwood Centre somewhere.
Is he?
Yeah.
Can I go and hunt him down for an autograph?
We'll go. We're going to send. I'll put a couple of tracks on and we'll go and hunt around.
Fantastic. Now, see, having been born in that era, that's right up my street.
You see, I thought you'd enjoy that. I thought you'd appreciate that. He's actually was here with his son. His son's 17. So his son's practically the same age he was when he made it onto the scene with one and only in that film.
Is he going to have the hit that Chesney Hawke's had?
No, because Chesney Hawke's already had it.
Could he have another one?
He might do. I don't know if he sings yet, but they're starring in Godspell in the Brentwood Centre.
Oh, okay. So that's why they're here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Ask me how long he's staying.
Go on, how long?
Day by day.
Boom.
Ooh, day by day. Oh, I couldn't resist that. Anyway, let's talk business.
Absolutely.
You're here to tell us what's been going on at St. Francis Hospice with regards to the fundraising bits and pieces, and you've got...
A couple of announcements.
Come on then, what have you got?
So, let's start off with last week. It was National Volunteers Week last week, and at the hospice we are so fortunate. We've got some incredible volunteers.
You've got wonderful volunteers over there.
Really
you
have.
You didn't tell them I was on holiday though, did you?
Because they'd have got jealous. Of course I didn't.
No.
Didn't the colour of you as well. The volunteers are the lifeblood of what we do. They really are. We couldn't do it without them. So last week was a great opportunity to recognise just how important they were.
Good.
So we had some fantastic case studies on our social media.
Wonderful.
Shared a variety of roles that people can do.
Yeah.
And we are hosting an afternoon tea for them in June.
Ooh, lovely.
End of the month. So coming
that'd
up.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. So just a little way to say thank you.
And what have you got on this wonderful afternoon apart from tea?
I would imagine a lot of scones.
Okay.
A lot of scones.
Are you entertaining them or they make their own entertainment?
I believe we do.
Oh, nice.
Yes, I believe we do. I've not been privy to too much of the information, but I know it's coming up at the end of the month.
Oh, good.
This week, moving on from that, is Carers Week.
Yes.
So there are a lot of people out there that care for people who really do support the work that we do at the hospice.
Yes.
So, again, we thought it was a great opportunity to recognise them and the important role that they do. So our community teams are out this week, and when they see people that are carers, they're giving them goodie bags, just
as
a little way of recognising the support that they give.
Does the hospice not provide respite for carers as well? So you not for the carers, for the actual people that are suffering, that doesn't do
we
that
don't provide
of.
Respite we provide pain management.
Okay.
So we do have people that come in. A lot of people will come in and they'll have their pain managed by our staff, and then they'll go home again.
Oh, right, so it's not an overnight, a couple of days kind of thing.
We have people that come in, they can come in for a couple of weeks.
Right.
We have people in for a few days, but our community teams, actually 85% of what we do is in the community. Our community teams are supporting people in the comfort of their own homes.
I knew that. I just wanted to make sure everyone else that was listening.
Thank you
for
the opportunity.
No, that's absolutely fine. So how would they tell if they're a carer? Obviously, if they're pushing somebody in a wheelchair, that kind of thing.
Ultimately, if you are responsible, the primary person that is responsible for looking after somebody, it might be a mum, dad, brother, sister, it could be a neighbour. If you are someone that is dedicated to supporting them, you are deemed a carer, and there's a lot of support available for carers out there that they might not know about as well. So this week aims to educate people about the availability of that support.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's very good. And what else have you got?
So on to events.
Ooh.
So I've literally just come here from an event meeting. So we are full on. We've got actually in beautiful Brentwood, and I'm hoping the weather is a little bit better than it is today.
Well, fingers crossed and pray heavily.
Let's hope so. But on the 30th of June, Hutton Hall in Brentwood is opening its gardens.
Oh, nice.
In aid of the hospice.
Oh, lovely.
So I hear that they're beautiful. I'm looking forward to going.
Yes.
They've got about eight acres. That's an easy one to say.
That was easy for you to say, wasn't
eight
it?
8 acres for us to...
You're running those teeth in for Anita.
Blah, blah, blah. opening up. I've got to try and better her. So they're opening the grounds in aid of us.
You're equally as lovely. Go on, carry on.
Thank you. So we're hoping that the weather's going to be lovely. The gardener's given a tour. He's talking about the history of the gardens and the house.
Okay.
So that's on the 30th of June.
Suddenly the fast show's just come into my head, but yeah, go on.
I don't want to ask why.
Huh?
I don't want to ask why.
Well, these are lovely grounds if you notice that... Hang on a minute.
I hope he doesn't sound like that.
Got a weird sense of humour, sorry.
You've already mentioned when we were talking off air, Frankie's Car Fest.
Yeah.
So we're working on that at the moment. 1st of September.
Yep.
At the Ford Dunton Technical Centre in Leyndon.
Going to be a good day.
Going to be a great day. This is going to be the 8th one.
Wow.
And we are celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Ford Capri.
Ooh.
So we've got over 100 Capris in attendance.
Oh, wow.
So if you are a Ford fan... That is the place to be on the 1st of September.
I've got something to share with you.
Go on.
Our bass player, who's moving, that I told you about, who's going to be playing with us on that day.
Yeah.
He used to work for Ford's.
Oh, did he? What a great connection.
Oh, yeah. He's.
Does he own a Capri?
No, he owns a Ford Cougar and a Panther with a Granada 2.8 engine in it.
Oh.
So, yeah, he owns one of those.
Well, he might like to, when you finish playing, to come and have a look around.
He'll be there, don't worry. He's going to be enjoying that. And his wife works for Falls in the offices at the moment.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, once you let him go off the stage, he can go and have a mooch.
Yeah.
I think there's about 170 cars confirmed to show.
Wow.
But there's going to be the usual food markets, vintage markets, loads of stuff for the kids to do.
Great.
So it should be a really great day.
Music, entertainment.
Very good. Very good bands playing,
yeah, very
I
good
hear.
Bands, I hear, yes. At least one of them I know.
And
else?
Then we've got Havering Half Marathon, which you may well know about, is the first marathon in Havering for almost 25 years.
Wow.
So we actually have places where people can run for the hospice.
Yes.
So it's the first one. It starts in Harrow Lodge Park on Saturday the 6th of October.
Right.
But if you're interested in doing that, you can get a place through us and help raise... much needed funds.
And how would they get a place through you? How would they contact you?
Anything to do with our events are available on the website, which is sfh.org.uk.
Lovely.
There is an events section, so anything that interests you can find out more about it on there.
Okay.
And saving the best till last,
go on,
a couple of exclusive date announcements. So, Santathon is our 5K run that we have.
Santathon.
Santathon.
That takes place around Christmas time, I take it.
It funnily enough, it does. Although one year it had to take place in March due to it being snowed off.
No.
Yes. I think that was the year before last. Yes.
Oh, no.
But Santathon, we've kind of given it a bit of a refresh because Santathon was 10 last year. So this year... we are having Frankie's Festive Fun Run.
Oh, wow.
So Frankie is our lion. He's our mascot. And we want to encourage more and more children to get involved.
Oh, brilliant.
We think it'd be great for their well-being. Yep. So Frankie is going to be there. It's a 5K run. It's moving from Barking and Dagenham to Redbridge.
Okay.
As a hospice, we cover an awful lot of,
of course you
of area.
Whereabouts in Redbridge?
It's going to be at Fairlop Waters Country Park in Hainault.
It's great there.
Yeah, beautiful location.
I've performed there.
Have you?
Yes, I've done the Fairlop Fair there a couple of years.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, beautiful venue. So that's now been confirmed as Sunday the 8th of December.
Awesome. I'm an ex-Gants Hill boy, you see, so I know
you know that area very well. And the other confirmed date,
go on,
just confirmed yesterday.
I'm waiting here on tenterhooks.
This might be one you're interested in, actually.
Okay.
So last year, we did a little trial of an event.
Who got found guilty?
No one that I know of.
Oh, that's good.
Of Mission Mud. So a bit of a muddy...
mud,
event.
Mud, glorious mud.
Lots of mud.
Yes.
At Nuclear Races in Kelvin and Hatch.
Right.
So we did a little trial last year and we are doing it again this year.
Okay.
On Sunday the 1st of March.
Right.
It will take place. It's a nice route that involves slides and zip lines and, you know, all that kind of...
I mentioned it to my son. He likes
grubby
it.
Stuff.
He did a tough mudder last
mudder.
Year.
Yeah, it's that kind of thing.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So another one in aid of the hospice on Sunday the 1st of March. And both of those are even yet to make it to the website. But I thought I would give you a little exclusive.
Oh, you're wonderful to me.
Well, don't say I give you anything.
I feel honoured.
Excellent, I'm pleased.
I'm so pleased I played your song for you, I really am. And that's it, is that
it? That's probably a bit of a snapshot overview.
Oh, nice. So so if people want to get in touch to either get involved in any of these, the half marathon, I've done a whole marathon. Yes.
Eaten or ran?
No, I've done a whole marathon and they changed it to Snickers.
I'm here a week.
Trying to fish. So, yes, if they want to get in touch to do the half marathon, the muddy thing next year and the Santathon, they just have to go to sfh.org.
.uk
or
our Facebook page. We have a nice responsive team on the Facebook side, which is St Francis Hospice.
Oh, lovely.
Simple as that.
Just type it into the search bar on Facebook and there it is.
You will find us.
Okay. I've got a question for you now.
Go on.
Have you ever sent somebody a picture or a text by accident that you shouldn't have sent?
Absolutely.
Go on.
Well, I've sent a message to somebody about somebody.
And that went to the somebody you sent them?
Yeah.
Oh, no! Yeah.
And then trying to backtrack from that, it's impossible.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
It is. I asked that because we did an article earlier on about this mother, a 31-year-old lady in Wigan. She sent a picture of her hallway, her stairs, and her sunburnt bum to the carpet fitters. By accident, she only needed to send a picture of the hallway and the
sunburnt bum.
No, yeah, the hallway and the stairs. She didn't need to send a picture of her back passage.
Was she trying for a discount?
So, yeah, apparently, no. And yes, yeah, so I thought I'd do an article. And we've had a couple of people get in touch. One person took a picture of somebody off their Google page, so they recognised them when they met them for a meeting, and they ended up using their picture as a screensaver, and that person saw it and they never spoke again.
I can see why. You'd probably run completely in the opposite direction.
And then you've done that. That's absolutely hilarious. Oh, well, thanks for coming in anyway.
Thank you for having me.
No, it's a pleasure. Are you coming back next month, or is Anita back next month?
Anita is doing a new role at the moment.
Oh, is she?
Until the end of the year, yeah. She's she's got a great opportunity to do a different role internally till the end of the year.
Okay.
It might be me or it might be someone else.
I didn't think she'd be into roles. I thought she looks like the sandwich kind of girl.
It's bread related. Us ladies like bread.
Oh, good. Well, we wish her luck with that.
Absolutely.
Give her our best, won't you?
Of course I will.
So it'd be you or another young lady.
Me or another.
Oh, well, you have to start thinking of some song requests then, won't you?
Will do. I'm going to put my thinking cap on.
Yes. Okay. Thank you very much for popping in.
Thank you.
Lovely to see you. Don't get wet just yet, all right? Okay. Wait for the rain to subside a bit more. I don't have to rush.
I might be here all night.
I hope not, because we shut the doors when I finish.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.